It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. Today's the birthday of American cartoonist Hank Ketcham, born in Seattle in 1920. He is best known as the creator of the Dennis the Menace comic strip, which he wrote and drew from 1951 until 1994. When Ketcham was 6 years old, his father had a guest over for dinner who was an illustrator. After dinner, he entertained the youngster by doing some sketches. Hank was hooked immediately, and soon his father set up a small desk in the closet of his bedroom where he could draw. After graduating from Queen Anne High School in 1937, he attended the University of Washington, but dropped out after his first year and hitchhiked to Los Angeles, hoping to work for Walt Disney. He started as an animator for Walter Lantz and then moved on to Disney, where he worked on Pinocchio, Fantasia, Bambi, and several Donald Duck short features. During World War II, Ketcham was a photographic specialist with the U.S. Navy Reserve. After the war, he settled in Carmel, California, and began work as a freelance cartoonist. In 1951, he started Dennis the Menace based on his own four-year-old son. Ketcham was in his studio in October 1950 when his wife rushed in, complaining that the boy had wrecked his bedroom instead of napping. "Your son is a menace," she shouted. Within 5 months, 16 newspapers began carrying the adventures of the impish but innocent Dennis the Menace. By May 1953, 193 newspapers in the United States and 52 abroad were bringing the strip to 30 million readers. Hank Ketcham's professional success was not reflected in his family life. The loss of Dennis's mother to a drug overdose was followed by more marriages and divorces. Dennis served in Vietnam, suffered post-traumatic stress disorder, and had little contact with his father. In 1990, Ketcham published a memoir titled The Merchant of Dennis the Menace, reprinted by Fantagraphics in 2005, which was a chronicle of his entire career. He retired from drawing the daily strip in 1994, at which time his former assistants Marcus Hamilton and Ron Ferdinand took over. At the time of Ketcham's death, Dennis the Menace was distributed to more than 1,000 newspapers in 48 countries and 19 languages by King Features Syndicate. Ketcham spent his last years in retirement at his home in Carmel, painting in oil and watercolor. Many of his works can be seen in a hospital in nearby Monterey. He died in Carmel on June 1, 2001, at age 81. In 2005, Fantagraphics began publishing what was to be a complete Dennis by Ketcham from the start of the strip, collecting 2 years per volume. However, the publishing ceased in 2009 with the book for 1961-62. The comic strip also inspired a successful TV series and a couple of movies. Making Little Dennis, with his unruly mop of blonde hair and the ever-present slingshot in his back pocket, bustling along like a miniature tornado, a permanent fixture in our lives, bringing joy and delight to the whole neighborhood, especially to Mr. Wilson, who has the good fortune to live right next door. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 14th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.